play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull. And now in Galesburg, too. And by the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Morton Fieldhouse is the location. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you for Galesburg High School boys basketball against the Moline Maroons. It is senior night here for Moline. Silver Streaks playing out the string on the road. In fact, Galesburg will not play another home game as they are not involved in a postseason at home either. Steve, one thing we noticed that Sean Taylor is going to start a senior-heavy lineup tonight, and that is not the normal lineup. How might the Silver Streaks be able to take advantage of that, at least here in the early going?
Well, you know, depending on what kind of quality, you want to be able to put pressure on them. They're in a position, a couple of them, where they're not, you know, normal. It's sort of a little uncomfortable, and try to jump off and get some momentum going.
Coaches have different philosophies about that. It seems, I don't know how unusual it might have been 20, 30 years ago to start an all-senior lineup, but in this day and age, it doesn't seem to be so much. We don't go for sentimentality so much anymore on senior night. This could really break the rhythm of these guys in some ways. I mean, it could take them a little bit longer to really get going, could it not?
Yeah, I mean, that's just something, and I'm not going to question Sean Taylor because I think Mike Reynolds is the best in the business, but Sean Taylor is a tremendous coach, a really, really fine basketball coach, and he's in that upper echelon as well. So he knows what he's doing here, but again, looking from my perspective, I just like the ability for us to put pressure on some players that aren't used to this and try to grab momentum right off the bat. And then it's sometimes hard to pick that momentum up
right
on the other end.
Jalen McCants gets the start for the Silver Streaks once again as he has played himself into the starting lineup, and he helps the Silver Streaks win the tip with Dotson, Hodge, Carl, and Andrew Anderson. Andrew had a terrific game up at Rock Island on Tuesday. Hodge shoots and hits a three to open the game just 15 seconds in.
And we've always been able to shoot the ball up here at the Madison Square Garden of high school gyms.
Nolan Griffin, a 6'1 senior. Grant Dete, a 6'3 senior. Ben Monroe, a 6'4 senior. John Moore, a 6'5 senior. And Sam Monroe, a 5'10 junior. So not Billups, not Drew Weimers, not Brody Harding, not Jeff McInnes, the guys we usually see. Streaks get a turnover. Cornell Dotson with a layup at the other end. And it's 5-0 Galesburg, and the Silver Streaks certainly are taking early advantage. And a timeout, I believe. Yeah, 30-second
timeout.
Coach Taylor
takes a 30-second timeout there.
But not to make any substitutions. So 47 seconds into the game. How long, if you're going to do this, if you're going to play this strategy, Steve, how long do you let your seniors go out there?
You're asking the wrong guy, Brad, because this isn't anything that I do. And, you know, I'm as sentimental and I'm as looking out for the big heart as possible, but
sure, you reward your seniors for being part of this program for so long. I get that.
Yep. So I don't know here. I don't think it'll be very long. And again, we're in pressure, and rightfully so. Let's just get after them right here. We're still trying to compete for a conference championship.
Trip. Sam Monroe gets it up court to Nolan Griffin. Now into the front court on the right wing to Ben Monroe. Back out they come to Sam Monroe. Right side to Brother Ben on the outside of the wing. Looking on the inside, shaking free of McCants. Moore comes out high for the pass. They swing it left in the corner. Little entry pass down left side to Moore. Give and go. Down the lane, up with a layup, and it rolls off by Nolan Griffin. And the Silver Streaks with the rebound.
And a good back cut. Our defender turned his back, and the kid cut to the basket, which is what you want to do.
Galesburg trying to build on a 5-0 lead. Ball gets batted out toward half court. A Moline player gets to it first and then knocked out of bounds, chasing it into the front court of Moline. Khalil Hodge gets a hand on it.
A good hustle by Moline there as he was able to beat Khalil to the basketball, and his hustle is rewarded.
And Dotson was too lackadaisical on the tip. He was going to let the ball go out of bounds in front of the Moline bench, and the Maroons got there and tapped it and kept it under the inside, so they forced a Galesburg turnover. 5-0 streaks, minute and a half into the first quarter. On the right side, Griffin. Up top it goes to John Moore. To the left side, Grant Dete. Around a screen, up top, shoots a three. In and out. Rebound, Khalil Hodge. Bench was ready to explode for Moline. Here's McCants driving in, dumps it off left side. Carl with a pump fake and a basket and a foul. A 7-0 Silver Streaks lead and a chance at a three-point play early. First foul of the game on Grant Dete. First foul on either team.
And
6:09
Brad, we're looking
first
to penetrate
quarter.
There. Really be aggressive and get to the basket, which is, again, what you want to do early in the ballgame.
Carl misses the free throw, but it bounces out to McCants, who drives baseline, blocked from behind, and an offensive foul called as McCants runs over Nolan Griffin down along the low baseline. So the
Griffin
turn
established
it
good position there outside of the lane and anticipated Jalen's drive and picked up a charge, a nice play by Griffin.
First foul on the Silver Streaks.
We continue to be in our 1-2-2 full court zone press.
Griffin dribbles out of the trap up to half court to Dete, loses it briefly, now feeds it to the left wing, Monroe. Drive cutting down the lane, and the layup by Nolan Griffin.
And they got us again on that back cut.
7-2, Galesburg by 5. Walking it across midcourt, Dotson. Hodge on the outside, stutter step. Griffin got on top of him defensively, picked it up a little bit aggressively. Third Galesburg turnover, so the Streaks not handling the pressure. Three turnovers in less than 3 minutes here in the early going, and Eric Price will replace Hodge on the floor.
Talked about going north and south and using our pass fakes, and right there we did not go north-south nor use our pass fakes and turned it over.
Streaks back off the pressure, Moline into the front court. Monroe on the right side, calling out, gets up to Moore up top. Left side it goes over to Griffin. Into the corner, now gets it back. Fires a long three. Air ball, out of bounds, back to the Silver Streaks. Griffin has taken three of the Moline four shots here. 2.5 minutes into the game, 7-2 is the Silver Streaks lead.
They're in 1-3-1.
Moline, a strong zone team, and have been for many years, regardless of who's been here. Another bad pass by the Silver Streaks, intercepted by Moline. And a blocking foul at the other end as Ben Monroe took it in strong from the right side. Silver Streaks really missing an opportunity here early going with four turnovers in 2 minutes and 42 seconds of game time, leading by five, but giving up some precious opportunities. The foul on Eric Price, getting back in defensive transition, and the first free throw up and in.
And a real
by Moore.
Real unforced turnover there, Brad. We locked into our receiver and threw it, and Moline anticipated and got the steal, and they come the other way on that live ball turnover. Get to score points.
Four seniors in the starting lineup for Moline. Moore misses the second one. Eric Price with the rebound.
They're going to trap out front.
Dribbles between two defenders. Feeds it right side. Andrew shoots a three and hits from the wing. I tell you, if the Streaks can knock down perimeter jumpers, I like their chances up here. They're up 7, 10-3, 3 minutes into the opening quarter. Moline breaks the press. Feed to the outside to Griffin. Passes up the three this time. And now five substitutions coming to the scoring table for Moline. The regular starters will be there ready to come in. Sam Monroe up the left side, kicks it back out. Ben Monroe, another three, off the back iron. Long rebound chased out into the hands of Nolan Griffin. Into the left corner, another three. And another miss from three-point range, this time by Dete.
Andrew's got to go to the basket.
Andrews shovels it, got knocked off balance. Missed it badly. Nolan Griffin on the weak side for the rebound. Moline will slow it down a bit, coming back into the front court. Feed to the right side, Ben Monroe. Bounce pass into the lane, Moore. Kicks it back out. Approaching the four-minute mark of the opening quarter, 10-3 is the Galesburg lead. Up top, Moore. Gives it right back right side over to Ben Monroe. High dribble.
Carry
away
there.
With it, yep. And they skip it back out up top to Sam Monroe. Dribbles toward the right sideline. Back up top they go. Dete to the left side, driving in Griffin. Goes baseline, got around Cornell Dotson, took it all the way in for the layup. 10-5, Galesburg by 5. Under 4 to go first quarter. Dotson Price wasn't ready for it, but he held on to the pass, skips it into the near corner. Anderson dribbles between the trap, drives, layup, missed it off the backboard. Rebound, Carl, stripped on the way up, and he'll go to the line shooting two.
Good offensive rebound by Jacob Carl there. He maneuvered to get into position, moved his feet, anticipated, and went and pursued the ball. Didn't wait for it to come to him.
First foul on Ben Monroe. Two team fouls each. 3:41 to go first quarter. Jacob's first free throw around and out. 5-point Galesburg lead, and here they come. Brody Hardy. This is the regular starting five. Drew Weimers, Jeff McInnes, Deontay Billups, and Tavion Frazier, 5'10 senior.
And I think that they held serve there. I mean, they're down by five in a more than half of a period. We need to dial it up now.
Jacob Carl's second free throw off the mark. But Jacob 0-for-3 from the free throw line here in the early going. And let's see how Moline responds, how these starters coming off the bench respond in a reserve role. 3.5 minutes to go, opening quarter. Galesburg with a 5-point lead. On the outside, Jeff McInnes dribbles
right. We're
going
to play a box and one on Billups right now.
Tavion Frazier to Brody Harding. Now into the left corner it goes. Up top, gives it right back. Left side, McInnes. Pulls it back up top to Harding. Billups hasn't touched it yet. He's lurking on the right side. Pull-up jumper just inside the arc. Off the back iron, missed by Frazier. Jacob Carl with his third rebound. Into the front court, Dotson dribbles, gives it off. Andrew penetrates in the lane. Got knocked off balance. Got it into the left hand on the way up. It banked off and rolled out. Unfortunate for Andrew. And back comes Moline. Feed into the right corner. Brody Hardy, deadly from there, and he knocks it down. Harding is a big, big part of this offense. He single-handedly delivered a huge knockout punch in the first quarter against the Silver Streaks down at John Thiel Gym. 10-8 Galesburg. Khalil Hodge back into the game. Has it poked out of his hands, knocked out by Billups. Streaks will have it on the far sideline from us. 2:29 to go here in this opening quarter. Talk more about the postseason. Silver Streaks know when and whom they will play. They got the 2 seed in the LaSalle Peru sectional. Up top, Carl feeds it left side to a cutting Khalil Hodge and thrown behind him for the 5th Galesburg turnover. 2:20 to go first quarter.
One of the things when you're playing a ball club the second time, and Mike Reynolds knows everything for the most part that Moline's going to do, Sean Taylor knows everything about what we're going to do, you have to make adjustments on the floor as a player. And I think Khalil Hodge was looking to go back doors. They were overplaying him on that reverse, and Jacob didn't see that and threw the ball into the sidelines.
Streak scored the first 7 of the game. This is Moline's chance to take the lead. Harding from the right corner missed it this time. And Eric Price comes up from out high to chase down the long rebound, his 2nd of the game. Galesburg still with a 2-point lead here early. Andrew up the left side into the corner. Kicks it back out to Price. Feeds it right side, Nick Fields. Now Dotson shoots a 3 from the wing. Missed it, long rebound chased down on the far side by Nick Fields. And he pulls it back out. Price might have gotten away with a travel up top as he got the ball down onto the floor. Now Carl at the high post. Up top, Andrew squares for another 3. That one's off the back iron. Cornell in the lane with a dribble. Dribbles it once. Now through to Anderson with a head and shoulder fake and got fouled on his way to the basket.
And that's what you have to do inside. You get the ball off the glass on the offensive glass, and you've got to attack the basket there and either score or get fouled.
First of the game on Deontay Billups. 3rd on Moline. 1:31 to go here in the opening quarter. Andrew Anderson to the free throw line. 65% on the season, just under 65%. Hits the first free throw. He's got 4 in the opening quarter. Galesburg leads 11-8. Anderson with 4, Hodge with 3, Dotson and Jacob Carl each with 2. Andrew's 2nd free throw. Up and long. Rebound pops out to Jacob Carl. Strong to the basket from the low blocks, airballs it. Weak side rebound, Tavion Frazier. And I believe he got fouled by Eric Price trying to get out with it. And if so, it's a 2nd foul on Eric Price.
Yeah, Eric on that rebound reached in there to see if he could poke the ball loose after Moline secured it and got called for a foul there.
3rd foul on the Silver Streaks. 2nd on Eric Price. Former Moline coach Frank Dexter in the building. Of course, played at Galesburg High School. Long
time. And what a great player.
Maroon.
And a great coach.
Entry pass down low. Foul from the backside. They tried to get it into Drew Weimers down in the low blocks. And Andrew reached around from the backside and poked it and also picked up his first foul, 4th on the Silver Streaks. 1:13 to go first quarter. on the inbound. Billups to McInnes. Brody now to the left side. Frazier quickly into the left corner. Billups coming in from out of bounds. We'll pull it back out instead.
We continue in the box and one with now Nick Fields on Billups. Cornell was on him earlier.
Jumper by McInnes from the outside. Hits the three from the wing, and we are tied at 11. So Moline has come back after Galesburg scored the first seven of the game. And we're under a minute to go. Price drives with a left-hand teardrop and an offensive foul called as Weimers got back and drew the charge. Second time Moline has picked up an offensive foul, and that's
Eric
a third Price's on
third
Price.
Foul.
And six turnovers on the Silver Streaks. Mike Reynolds leaving him out there for the moment. Khalil Hodge will come back in. So the freshman picks up three
that's
fouls.
That's a factor there because he's been very good offensively.
McInnes drives, changes the shot on the way up, and gets it to bank in from the right side. Moline with its first lead now at 13-11. Fields into the front court. Cut off there, up top to Dotson, under 30 seconds to go. Cornell leaves it off to Andrew, juggles the ball, keeps the dribble, curls around to the right side, leans in, missed the shot. Moline forced him to miss on the way up, and the rebound by Frazier, his third coming in off the bench.
We've missed our last seven shots.
On the left side, McInnes, another three. Off the back iron this time. Rebound batted around Billups. Shoveled it up, came up short. Rebound Nick Fields, has it poked loose. Billups gets on the floor for it. Saves it out to Harding. Under a second, and he didn't realize it. That's the end of the first quarter. Moline on top, 13-11. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
When you buy tires at the all-new Galesburg Toyota, you're driving along, the ride is smooth. Your wife wants to go shopping and your four-year-old wants ice cream. Sure thing, girls. Daddy has extra money because he bought three tires and got one for a buck at Galesburg Toyota. And when you get tires from the other guys, your wife still wants to shop and your kids still want ice cream. But you don't have any extra money because you spent it all on tires. So the kids start crying and your wife starts cranking. And you realize you should have bought three tires and got one for a buck at the all-new Galesburg Toyota.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Rah, rah, sis, boomba. Local fans, stock up on your favorite team gear now during the winter clearance sale at MC Sport and More. T-shirts, hoodies, and polos galore with gear for Galesburg, Knox, Monmouth, Knoxville, A-Town, Rova, and more. Prices reduced up to 50% off. MC Sport and More on South Main and Monmouth and now on East Main and Galesburg.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
One quarter gone. Moline turns it over on the first possession of the second quarter. Fields drives at the other end and another offensive foul. And guess who picked it up? Drew Weimers again. Fields driving down the right side after the Moline turnover. And that's the third time the Silver Streaks have turned it over on an offensive foul. Seven for the game and the first against Nick Fields.
Yeah, he's made some great defensive plays there. Those are big plays because you take the 2 points off the board and potential two on the other end.
And a jumper at the other end. Billups with the tip. Reaches up. Gets another offensive rebound. Up top, Brody Harding. Over to the right side, Billups. Tries to work around a Weimers screen, but he kicks it back out instead. Now to the left side, here's McInnes driving in. Feeds it down to the baseline.
Beautiful pass.
By McInnes.
Beautiful
or Weimers,
pass.
Rather. From McInnes, 15-11. Moline. So after the Silver Streaks were on top, 10-3, they have been outscored 12-1, and now a jumper by Cornell Dotson ends that. He's got five and pulls the Streaks within one at 15-14.
That ends our 0-for-7 drought. A big basket at this point.
Yeah, needed that one. Here's McInnes, drives, kicks it out, Harding to the right side, Billups. Billups goes right down to the baseline, cut off there, feeds it back out high to Harding in the midcourt circle. Left side, McInnes, into the corner, Frazier, feeds it back out, under a minute
travel.
Gone, and he travels with it out high, only the third Moline turnover, but the second this quarter.
Monroe, into the ball game, as well as Griffin at the guard spots here for Moline.
Griffin started the game. Nolan Griffin, a 6'1 senior. And Ben Monroe back in as well at 6'4. For the Silver Streaks, it's Hodge, Andrew Anderson, Carl, Dotson, and Nick Fields on the dribble to the right side. Up top, Hodge, left side, Dotson. Minute and a half gone, second quarter, a foul away from the ball. Will be a hand check, I think, against Sam Monroe, guarding Cornell Dotson on the far side. That's the first of the game on Sam Monroe. And the fifth team foul, fourth team foul against Moline. 15-14 Maroons, 6:35 to go first half. Silver Streak sophomores lost tonight, 48-43. Galesburg looking for its 21st win of the season. Moline looking for number 20. On the left side, on the elbow, Dotson. Dribbles once, up top, Khalil. Drives to the free throw line, floats it up with two hands and knocks it down. And the Silver Streaks regain the lead at 16-15. Good shot on the move by Khalil Hodge. He's got five.
And that's a play that's made there by Khalil. He made a play there, a playmaking play.
Harding in the left corner, skips it back up top. Sam Monroe right side over to Griffin. Now back into the hands of the little guard, right side Billups with it on the far sideline. Streak sticking with that box and one right now. In other words, two up top, two down low in the zone, and a man-to-man defense as the one. Here's a three-pointer, rattles around and falls off, and a foul called on Khalil Hodge defending Nolan Griffin, who's going to shoot three free throws here. First of the game on Hodge, 17 fouls on Galesburg, just over 2 minutes into the second quarter.
And Khalil knew he made a mistake there. He tried to contest the shot and just lost control of his body a little bit and fouled the three-point shooter.
Griffin knocks down the first, tying the game at 16. Second tie of the ball game. We were also knotted up at 11 after the Silver Streak scored the first seven of the game. Griffin's second went up and in. Moline regains the lead. He's got six in the game for the Maroons, who now are on top 17-16. And a third one coming on the foul by Hodge, with Griffin in the act of shooting a three-pointer. And the third one rolls
off.
Tough
to make three in a row. It really is.
Andrew with a rebound for the Silver Streaks into the front court. Right corner, Fields. Leaves off for Andrew. Feeds it back up top to Fields on the switch. Now to the left side, Dotson between the legs with a dribble. Leaves it off for Carl up top. Hands off to Hodge. Fakes the three. Steps inside the arc. Backs up. Now Andrew with it on the far sideline. Dribbles once. Kicks it out to Carl. 2.5 minutes gone. Second quarter. Silver Streaks with the ball down one. 17-16 is the Moline lead. Dotson with it. Inside the volleyball line right side. Gives off to Andrew. Fake the three. Drive. Shoots at the free throw line. Off the back iron. Rebound Billups. He's got four rebounds already in this game coming off the bench. And at the other end, ball knocked out of bounds. Moline turns it over for the fourth time.
Good hustle there by Nick Fields to get back into the play and put pressure on the ball handler, who was going to have a hard time controlling it with that pass. Sean Taylor using his bench here tonight. He's made a number of substitutions to keep people fresh.
Silver Streaks having to go a little deeper into the bench early in the game than Mike Reynolds might have liked, with Eric Price with three fouls here in this first half. Price coming off the bench. Here's a three left side by Hodge. He hits it again. He's got eight, knocking down all three of his shots. Galesburg regains the lead, 19-17.
It's good to see him get hot. We need him both able to shoot the ball and create going to the rim.
Right side three by Griffin won't go. Rebound tap deflected off Frazier out of bounds. Back to the Silver Streaks and the dead ball rebound. Griffin with six to lead for Moline, but he's 0-for-2 from three-point range. I don't think Mike Reynolds minds seeing him shooting from the perimeter, if that's the way it's going to turn out. Brody Harding can really knock him down. He's 1-for-2 in this game from three-point range. Galesburg with the ball and a two-point lead. Dotson on the left elbow. Dribbling it back out toward the volleyball line. Under 4.5 to go, first half. Now Anderson with it on the left wing. Crossover dribble. Can't shake McInnes. Pulls it back out. Gets it off to Fields up top. Nick drives. Spins at the free throw line. Down the right side of the lane. Takes it all the way. And a foul on the floor. Nick's going to shoot two free throws. As he was aggressive, kept moving, found an opening down the right side of the lane. Nobody came over to draw the charge this time. And Griffin picks up his first foul, and Nick will shoot two.
And again, they're overplaying our ball reversal, so you're going to have to make a play to the rim, and Nick made that there.
Misses the first free throw.
And we've talked how much he's improved his foul shooting, coming from under 50% now to over 70%. That is a tremendous off-the-charts improvement.
He made 16 of his last 18 after starting under 50% for the season, as Steve was just indicating. Makes one of two here. Gives Galesburg a 20-17 lead. Silver Streaks, though, just 2-for-7 from the free throw line as a team here tonight. Approaching the midpoint of quarter number two. Three-point Galesburg lead. Moline with the ball. McInnes drives, scoops it up, and a foul on the floor on the outside as McInnes put it all on the floor. That happened before he got to Jacob Carl. It'll be a hand check foul on Cornell Dotson. Eighth against the Silver Streaks, first on Dotson. And McInnes will go to the line. He's got five, all of those coming off the bench in the first quarter. Moline 6-3, Galesburg 5-3 in the Western Big Six. Both teams hoping that United Township can pull off the upset at home against Quincy tonight. That would be the Blue Devils' second conference loss if the Panthers could get it done. And then whichever team wins tonight would have a chance to share the conference title if Galesburg could win down at Quincy next week, but we know how tall of an order that's going to be. McInnes knocks down both free throws. It's back to a one-point Galesburg lead, 20-19.
And they've picked us up here, man, full court now. Try to put some pressure on the ball.
Fields gets it across midcourt. Carl comes out high for the pass. Under four to go, first half, streaks by one. Up top, Hodge works around a Carl screen, keeps the dribble, gives it away to Dotson on the far sideline. Cornell up top to Hodge now. Khalil swings the ball down low, passes it right side to Fields, drives at the free throw line, kicks it out to Cornell. To the free throw line, leaves it off left hand to Hodge. He'll shoot the three. Got it again.
Khalil's
three
three-pointers
for Khalil Hodge, 11 for the game. Galesburg by four, 23-19, and a full timeout by the Silver Streaks. 3:32 to go first half, Galesburg on top. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM, 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
No matter the season, no matter the reason, anyone who has a car, truck, or van would love a detail gift card. Swing by the shop with the palm tree on Grand Avenue and get yours.
You better call Dave's.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Moline tonight. Steve Cheeseman and I traveling in a 2017 Nissan Altima, just over 10,000 miles and part of the terrific and healthy certified pre-owned fleet available to you at on the lot at Galesburg Nissan, and take advantage of the lifetime limited powertrain warranty, unlimited mileage, unlimited time, and at no additional cost on top of the sale price when you buy a new car or used vehicles under 5 years old and under 80,000 miles. Moline goes for the lob on the outside and a foul as Billups was going back door from the right side and the Streaks got him down low, and that'll be the second foul on Cornell Dotson. But again, check out the 2017 Nissan Altima. Again, just over 10,000 miles. And we invite you to check it out. Actually, we'll have it at Geneseo tomorrow, so you won't have a chance to look at it until next week. But it's a good drive there, partner.
An attractive vehicle that rides very smoothly.
Phillips knocks down the first free throw.
And the foul occurred as we rode him out of bounds there and didn't give him the opportunity to catch the ball on that lob.
Phillips solid at the free throw line, 23-21, knocks down both. Nine team fouls against Galesburg. That's a real concern here with just over 3 minutes to go in this first half. Fields across midcourt. Gives a little bump to McInnes trying to clear some room. Bounce pass right side. Anderson now swinging around left over to Dotson on the elbow. Into the wing. Fields dribbling out of the corner back up top to the volleyball line. Circles around light right toward the Moline bench. Anderson back to Khalil. He's got the hot hand. Feed it into the right corner to Cornell. Cut off, trying to go around McInnes, pulls it back out into the hands of Fields. Nick to the right side, reverses, back over to Carl. Now the pass goes left side. Cornell shoots a three, airballs it under the basket. Frazier with his fourth rebound. That one was well off the mark by Cornell. Billups into the front court, feeds it right corner into Hardy. Pulls it back out, squares up for three, and they keep it on the perimeter with 2.5 minutes to go first half. Harding on the far sideline, dribbles up, works around a screen, drains a three.
Can't let that happen. We've got to fight over the top of that screen with him being the shooter that he is. He had too much time there. Can measure that thing up.
Moline back on top, 24-23. They've scored five coming out of the Galesburg timeout. Now McInnes called for a reach around the backside of Nick Fields, dribbling it across midcourt. That's his first. And the 16 foul on Moline.
And a foul to waste there, an opportunity to take a chance, and maybe you get the stick or the batted the ball away there, but he got a foul call.
Yeah, and all six of their team fouls evenly spread. All six fouls, six different players, as opposed to Galesburg, who has three on Price and two on Cornell Dotson. So, yeah, Steve, I think you're right. Worth taking a chance there. 2 minutes to go, just over 2 minutes to go, first half. One-point Moline lead, Galesburg with the ball. Dotson on the hesitation drive, kicks it back out to Andrew. Gives back to Cornell. Drives in, curls around, left side, banks it up with the basket, and a foul. Cornell with a chance at a three-point play. As the Streaks with a little ball reversal, and then Cornell flashing back through the lane. Foul called on Ben Monroe, now his second. And Cornell with a chance at a three-point play with the Streaks back on top by one.
That's an outstanding drive to the basket and use with his left hand there by Cornell Dotson.
He's got seven in the game. And another missed free throw by the Silver Streaks.
And right now, that our free throw shooting is a little bit of a concern. Well, a big concern. We're 2 out of 8, I believe it
yep,
is.
Becoming an epidemic now. Phillips with a step back three from way downtown. Missed it.
And we'll let him shoot that from that distance.
Anderson with his second rebound for the Silver Streaks. Back comes Galesburg. Carl in the lane. Kicks it out. Dotson open. Three-pointer off the mark. Rebound out to Phillips, who's got five in the game now for Moline. Silver Streaks lead by one. Here's Brody with a floater from the left baseline. Missed it. Carl in traffic. Hauls down his fifth rebound. Little up-tempo game here for the moment. Streaks want to slow it down a bit. Phillips going for the steal on Andrew Anderson, trying to shake Andrew. Andrew still with a dribble. Now tries to feed it into the corner, and Phillips does come away with a steal. And then Anderson fouls Jeff McKittis. You see that one coming, couldn't you, Steve?
Absolutely. We didn't take care of the ball there, and Phillips is long and very, very quick and reacts to the ball very instinctively and made a great play defensively there. But again, poor ball handling there by the Streaks.
We've seen the Silver Streaks get into trouble with when Anderson trying to dribble too much. And what he really needed to do was just pick up the dribble. Somebody needed to come over and help him out, get Phillips off of him. Created the turnover, saved it on the baseline, got it into the hands of McKittis, who now shoots two free throws on the 10th Galesburg team foul. And he knocks down the first.
And the greatest enemy of an offensive set is too much dribbling. When the ball sticks in one guy's hand too much, it usually ends up being fatal on that defensive or on that offensive possession.
McKittis with 8.5. Tie ball game at 25. 1:17 to go here in the first half. Second one up and short. Missed it to the right. And the rebound out to Jalen McCants. Back into the ball game. He's got three rebounds for the Streaks. McCants into the front court. Backs into McKittis. Picks up the second foul on the 6'4 junior. And now Jalen will go to the line shooting a 1-1. And let's see if the Streaks can get this free throw percentage turned around here late in the first half.
And that's a good call there as McGinnis was way too physical in terms of the bump there on the ball and got called for the foul. And that's his second. He'll go to the bench here with a minute 11 to go here in the half.
Jalen at the free throw line, just over 70% on the season. Spins it, eyes it, shoots it, and missed it. 2 for 9 for the Silver Streaks at the free throw line in the first quarter. Drew Reimers with the rebound off the Silver Streaks miss. Phillips left side over to Frazier. He'll dribble it back out as we tick under a minute to go here in this first half of a tie ball game. Knotted up at 25. Harding sneaking up, passes it left side over to Frazier. Found an opening, drives in from the left side, leaves it off in the lane. Weimers got to it, shoots it up over Jacob Carl, hangs on the back rim, and then drops through. Moline back on top, 27-25 in a back and forth. Second quarter, McCants tries to feed it through the lane, batted out by Moline. That was a hard pass intended for Jacob Carl, and Streaks might have gotten a break that Moline got
yeah,
a hand on
I
it.
I thought that ball deflected off of Jacob's hand, and he couldn't help it there because it changed directions. And just happened to hit his hand there.
On the inbound, step back three by Hodge. Hits again! Khalil with 4 3-pointers in the first half. Galesburg by 1, 28-27. He's got 14. Under 30 seconds to go. Harding with a crossover dribble. Pass batted loose, finds its way to Weimers. Misses from under the low basket. And the rebound out to Nick Fields. The trap comes, and Nick tries to get it away and travel with it across midcourt. Nobody came over to help him out. Streaks just got moving too fast there.
Yeah.
Got the defensive stop they needed at the other end.
And we had plenty of time. We just got moving too fast, and we left Nick there. We hung him out to dry there at the 10-second line. Nobody came to help him and tried to jump and traveled.
Now Moline can get the final shot. Trailing by 1, 28-27, as we wind down to 10 seconds to go in the second quarter.
I think they'll try to get to the rim here.
Here's
or get
Harding.
Harding on a jump shot here of some kind.
Working to the right side. Finds Weimers into the corner for an open three and hits. And that'll be how the first half ends as the Streaks can't get off a final shot. I don't think the Streaks are upset at who they forced to take the shot, but Weimers made him pay with a wide open look from the right corner. And Moline takes a 30-28 lead into the half. And we'll take a break here on as we head toward halftime. Come back, take a look at the first half statistics, talk things over with the coaching staff, in a second place battle here in the Western Big Six. Moline on top of Galesburg by two at the break, 30-28. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Introducing McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3. So now you can save for a
weekend getaway with the husband and kids?
Sure.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With grandma, of course. Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu.
Get any size soft drink or sweet tea, just $1 each. A two-piece buttermilk crispy tender is only $2. Or a sausage McMuffin with egg, just $3. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every fifth oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, and by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at courtrightconstruction.com.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime here at Wharton Fieldhouse, Moline 30, Galesburg 28. What a totally different feel to this game from the one we had just a little over 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, I guess, at John Thiel Gym. Steve Cheeseman. The Streaks are down two. We're getting blown out in the first half back at home. Back in early to mid-January, but Streaks are down two here, and it's kind of a letdown. I mean, Streaks could really be ahead in this.
Absolutely. I mean, we've played really good in spurts, and we've been our own worst enemy with taking care of the basketball at times, and those unforced turnovers that end up in your own basket. So again, we go in at halftime. If you look at the big picture after what happened last time, and you're at Moline, who's competing for a conference championship, and you're down by two on a last-minute shot there in the last possession, you're feeling pretty good. But you're also a little bit upset with yourself in that you played lots better than that and you left plays out on the floor and should have a lead here. So I think you use both of those to give your ball club confidence as well as challenge them as we come back out here in the second half in a very winnable ball game at this point in time.
Three charging fouls of the nine turnovers against Galesburg. Streaks got into foul trouble, putting Moline at the line 11 times. And the Silver Streaks got to the line nine times, and that was another downside, just two of nine at the free throw line in the first half. So the Streaks are down two here at the break, 30-28. Let's take a look at our first half statistics. Brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg.
And again, both ball clubs, for the most part, shot the ball well. We really shot the ball well, and you can thank Khalil Hodge for that.
Amen.
In a big way. We were 10 out of 20 from the field for 50%, and again, 6 for 10, a very, very hot 60% beyond the three-point line, with Khalil being the one doing that damage. They were 4 out of 12 from beyond the arc at 33%, and 9 out of 23 for 39% for the half. We out-rebounded them 18-16, but again, we turned the ball over nine times, and as Brad said, unforced turnovers that led, live ball turnovers that led to baskets, and those charges that took buckets away from us, and got a couple of our guys, both Eric and Cornell, into some semi-foul trouble. So they had only four turnovers, again, compared to our nine.
Streaks, Steve mentioned, 6 of 10 from three-point range, but only 2 of 9 from the free-throw line. Moline, 8 of 11 at the line. We'll take a break. Silver Streaks trailing by 2 here at the half, 30-28. When we come back, I'll look at the individual scoring. We'll talk things over with the Streaks coaching staff when they come out of the locker room as well. It's Moline by 2 at the break. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM, 1400 AM WGIL, and WGIL.com.
Stick it to me.
Go to one of our participating sponsors and pick up the gray WGIL button and stick it to you. If our button spotter sees you wearing it, you could win cash.
Just like Janet Wilson of Galesburg, who won $50, Therese Shelton of Galesburg, who won $20, and Diana Wheeler of Abingdon, who won $100.
Pick up your free WGIL button today at Tompkins State Bank in Galesburg, Knoxville, Abingdon, and Avon, and at Galesburg Animal Hospital on East Fremont Street in Galesburg. Learn more at WGIL.com.
Rah, rah. Sis Boomba. Local fans, stock up on your favorite team gear now during the winter clearance sale at MC Sport and More. T-shirts, hoodies, and polos galore with gear for Galesburg, Knox, Monmouth, Knoxville, A-Town, Rova, and more. Prices reduced up to 50% off. MC Sport and More on South Main and Monmouth and now on East Main and Galesburg.
Furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24-7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer, Bryant, whatever it takes.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by the Frameworks at 33 South Cherry, where souvenirs and keepsakes are matted and framed in-house from start to finish. Frame today, enjoy for a lifetime. Increasingly cloudy tonight, a low of 14. Cloudy skies for tomorrow with a chance of rain in the afternoon, a high of 39. And partly cloudy skies for tomorrow night, a low of 24. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 16 at WGIL.
Check out what will be up for bid during the WGIL radio auction on Saturday morning, March 17th. The growing list of auction items is available at WGIL.com.
Halftime here at Wharton Fieldhouse. Brad Binowitz, Steve Cheeseman, Cody McIntyre, our broadcast engineer for Galesburg High School boys basketball here on WGIL. Silver Streaks trailing Moline 30-28 here at the break. Let's take a look at the individual scoring in the first half. Jeff McInnes off the bench leads Moline with 8. He was 3 for 4 from the free throw line and 2 out of 3 from the field, including a 3-pointer. Drew Weimers has 7 also off the bench. He was 3 for 4 shooting in the second quarter, including that 3-pointer right before the halftime buzzer. Nolan Griffin, Brody Harding each with 6. Next up, Deontay Billups with 2, both of those coming from the free throw line, but he does lead Moline in rebounding with 6. And John Moore has a point. No one else for Moline has scored. Khalil Hodge, leading scorer for the Silver Streaks, 5 for 5 from the field, 4 for 4 from three-point range, 14 points in the first half for Hodge. Where would the Streaks be without it? Cornell Dotson has 7. He's knocked down a three-pointer. Andrew Anderson with 4, all of those coming in the first quarter. Jacob Carl has 2. He leads the Streaks in rebounding with 5. And Nick Fields has 1. That's a look at our halftime stats. Let's take a look at our halftime scoreboard from around the area. Brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. There are some small school boys regional games going on. Mercer County leading Wethersfield at halftime, 42-33. Macomb was on top of Monmouth-Roseville late in the fourth quarter in that one. And let's see if I can get an update there. Not seeing one at the moment. Here it is. Monmouth-Roseville was leading Macomb. I think I said it the other way around, but the Titans win it 46-31, so they win their regional. Also want to give our congratulations to Robert Castellano, wrestler for the Silver Streaks, who won his first match at state yesterday and advanced to the quarterfinals today. I have to be honest, I did not check to see today to see how Robert did, so I'll be sure to check that out and get you an update on how he did today at the state wrestling meet. Of course, we're trying to keep an eye on what's happening in the other Western Big Six games going on tonight, because if United Township defeats Quincy, then the Silver Streaks still have an outside chance at claiming a share of the conference title. Haven't seen any updates from there yet. Here's one now. Quincy leading 40-30 early fourth quarter. So if Quincy wins that one, they will be the outright Western Big Six Conference champions, and nothing else will matter. But the Silver Streaks will still certainly want to go down there and play hard and try to finish their regular season on a good note. Rock Island also playing Alleman tonight. Those teams with nearly identical season records. Here Moline leads Galesburg 30-28. It is senior night for the Moline Maroons, and they started 4 seniors. Silver Streaks got off to a 7-0 start. That's been their biggest lead of the first half. Moline came all the way back and was able to lead at the end of the first quarter, 13-11. We have had 8 lead changes in this first half to go along with three ties. And right now, Moline with the last lead change at 30-28. Our halftime coaches interview as the Streaks come out of the locker room. Brought to you by Craddy Insurance. And Steve Cheeseman is with Ryan Hart. And we lost it. See if we can get it back here.
Like, we got a great chance, but I know you're also disappointed because we let a lot get away, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Early when they started their seniors, we had a chance to get up on about 10-12 nothing, in my opinion. And we didn't get a couple loose balls, had a couple charges, had a couple back doors, and it was about 10-7 when the regular guys came in the game. And once the regular guys came in, I mean, we're still playing with them, but we're fouling them, they're making free throws, we're missing free throws. I mean, there's a lot of combinations. They're not going so well right now.
What adjustments we need to make?
Well, we adjusted our defense a little slightly a little bit, just so we can get out on the shooters a little bit better in the box and one that we're playing. Other than that, we got to make sure we're getting all the loose balls and all the rebounds.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, as always, to Ryan Hart joining us here at halftime. At least once we got the connection made anyway. Here are the Silver Streaks trail by two. Gelsberg sophomores lost tonight, 48-43. Gelsberg will be at Geneseo tomorrow. Final non-conference game of the regular season for the Silver Streaks, who will open regional play coming up on Tuesday, February 27th. We found that out this afternoon. Gelsberg will play the winner of Geneseo IVC, and Geneseo is the Silver Streaks opponent tomorrow night. A little bit earlier start here on WGIL. We'll have the pregame right around 6:40 if everything's running on time. 7 o'clock is a scheduled tip tomorrow night. Then the Streaks will wrap up the regular season a week from tonight at Quincy. After this gauntlet of games here, 4 in 6 days, including their third Western Big Six game in 5 days here tonight. Silver Streaks trailing by two. Steve mentioned fatigue possibly being a factor in his, among his three keys to watch here in this game. Hopefully that will not become a factor. And now we're going to have a bit of a reset. Silver Streaks will have Fields, Hodge, Dotson, Anderson, and Carl on the floor to start the second half. The official put the ball in Fields' hand. Then he took it away, and now we get reset. Moline goes with a more traditional lineup to start the second half. We'll set that on their first offensive possession. Fields on the left wing. Hodge back up top to Nick. Dribbles it back toward half court. Lobs
Moline
it over
in
to 1-3-1.
Cornell
tries to dribble between the defenders. They cut him off. Fields skips it into the right corner, and Andrew travels with it before he gets the dribble onto the floor. Not a good start to the second half for the Streaks.
No, a little unsure of our ball movement
there. Yeah, got to attack the zone there.
Again, that's been our bugaboo if we've had any troubles against the zone. Not attacking and being aggressive.
Harding, Weimers, Billups, McInnes, and Ben Monroe for Moline to start the second half. Weimers right corner. That's where he hit the three to end the half. He misses this one. Andrew Anderson on the weak side for his third rebound. Gelsberg trailing by two as we start the second half. Hodge in the left corner, over to Fields. Three-pointer is off the mark. Rebound tipped out by Andrew. And another chance at it for the Silver Streaks. We'll give Andrew credit for his fourth rebound on that one. And now has the ball knocked out of his hands. Moline trying to steal it away. Streaks will hang on to it. Steve, I mentioned while you were out waiting for Ryan Hart, Quincy with a 10-point lead over United Township in the fourth quarter. So both of these teams' hopes for an upset over there tonight not looking real promising, as Hodge misses for the first time tonight. Three-pointer from the wing, and now the officials are going to talk things over after the rebound got knocked out of bounds. They want to make sure they got it right, and it's back to Gelsberg.
And that's a good job. And Don Umlin, Kevin Ferris, really outstanding officials here, work at the collegiate level, got together and discussed that. I've had them in Legion Baseball. They are two fine, top of the line officials and umpires.
Fields with the crossover dribble goes down to the baseline and gets fouled by Weimer. So the Streaks attack, and Nick's going to go to the line shooting two here. Just underway in the third quarter. We played a minute nine, and Fields will go to the line shooting two on the first foul of the game on Drew Weimers. Streaks attacked Rock Island in the fourth quarter. We're able to get to the free throw line, and Fields continues kind of the theme of the night for the Silver Streaks at the free throw line, missing the first one. Gelsberg now 2 out of 10 at the line in this game. And he missed the second one too. Boy, what's happened to this team at the free throw line?
It's not good tonight, and it's a big factor in the ballgame.
Trailing by two. They've given up 9 potential points with misses at the free throw line. McInnis goes behind the back on the dribble, gets it down low, and the step back by Monroe on the low blocks. Moline takes advantage of it, and they now have a four-point lead.
Nice power slide, fading away a little bit. Difficult shot, and he converted it.
Ornell Dotson trying to fend off the defenders, finds an open down low to Carl. Missed the shot, running in from the low blocks. Ball off his hands, out of bounds. Streaks have missed a lot of shots in close with Moline attacking and surrounding defensively, and there's another one there.
And that's taking points off the board there. We've got to be able to convert those.
Down
good pass
four.
By Khalil there, too.
Moline with its biggest lead. Weimers drives right baseline, blocked by Fields, but a blocking foul called as Fields went up to go for the block, and that'll be the second of the game on Nick Fields. I don't like the feel to this game here early in the third quarter.
Yeah, we're not being very aggressive. We're a little bit tentative in terms of carrying the play and taking the play at Moline. And Weimers has been very good. He's been very aggressive all night long.
And he makes the first free throw. So the Silver Streaks, in contrast, at 2 of 11 from the free throw line, Moline is 9 of 12 at the line. Huge difference in this game right now. First point of the second half for Weimers. He's got 8 in the game. Second one on the way, and good. And they now have a 6-point lead at 34-28. They've scored 7 in a row. Going back to the end of the second quarter.
And they've extended their 1-3-1 a little bit, looking to trap.
Hodge over to Fields. Now into the right corner, Andrews. Step back three from the corner, rattles it through. Big basket by the Silver Streaks. And Mike Reynolds calls a timeout as the 6-point deficit is cut in half.
And stop the bleeding.
34-31. A full timeout by the Streaks. Let's take one as well. Just under 6 minutes to play, third quarter. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
You could win up to $500 cash just by wearing the new gray WGIL button. Available for free at many locations. Find out where at WGIL.com.
I want to thank one of our sponsors, Galesburg Nissan, for providing our transportation to Moline tonight. Once again, Galesburg Nissan providing our transportation to all Silver Streaks Road basketball games, boys basketball, girls basketball, football season. Steve and I traveling in a 2017 Nissan Altima, just over 10,000 miles on it, as Brody Harding comes up court, shoots the three, goes high off the back rim, and drops straight down through the basket.
And the big part of that there was, you know, he got a great break, but we let him shoot it wide open there, and that's the thing you can't do with Harding.
Got to believe it's going to be their night if something like that continues. Streaks have to fight through it. They get a loose ball in the lane. Moline creates the loose ball, going for the steal. And the held ball tie-up keeps it back to Moline.
You know, one of the things, and our coaches were talking in the timeout here, and I'm certainly thinking this too, this is a ball game we can win. We need to step up our game in terms of our focus and our intensity here.
Yeah.
We're just sort of back on our heels a little bit, and we have a great chance to win a ball game here on the road.
Harding passes the left side over to McInnis. Penetrates, tries to go through two Silver Streaks defenders, and a foul call on the reach.
Yeah, not moving our feet
no.
there to stop the penetration.
Nope, not getting aggressive on the defense. And McCants picks up his second foul, but a foul on the floor. Second on the Silver Streaks here in the second half. Galesburg trailing by 6. Harding on the inbound, finds McInnis on the bounce, scoops on the up and under, but missed it on the reverse. And Andrew Anderson with a weak side rebound. Break for the Silver Streaks. Anderson feeds it into the left corner. Open 3 for Fields. Missed it. Weak side rebound to Billups. He leads Moline with 7 boards in this game.
And this could be a spot here where the fatigue is playing a little bit of a role. We need to hopefully get our second win here.
Need a lift. Weimers at the free throw line. Surrounded by 3 black jerseys. Kicks it back out. Now into the left side. It goes over to McInnis. Under 5 to go. Third quarter. Illegal screen set by Moline. That'll be the second foul of the game on Deontay Billups. Only their 5th turnover. And the first of an offensive foul nature. Streaks need to take advantage of it here. Trailing by 6. 4:47 to go. Third quarter. Fields on the inbound, needs help, gets it into Cornell Dotson, and a hand check foul called against Tevion Frazier as he was guarding Cornell on the far sideline. That'll be the first foul of the game on Frazier, and now quickly 3 team fouls on the Maroons. Now more pressure in the backcourt with Dotson and Hodge. They go backward to Cornell at the Moline free throw line, dribbling it across midcourt around a screen by McCants. Cornell briefly loses the handle on the dribble, gets it over to Fields on the right side. Nick with the left-hand dribble, hesitates, now cuts over to the left side, gets it down low. Cornell trying to go around Harding. There's another blocking foul called on Harding. So three fouls on Moline on this Galesburg offensive possession, all in about 30 seconds of clock time, and now four team fouls on the Maroons.
And, Brad, we're best when we attack the rim, and that's what we did there.
Here's
Hodge doing it again.
Attacking. Down to the right baseline, or to the left baseline, but he missed it. Ball pops out to Frazier on the rebound. Khalil 5 for 5 from the field in the first half, 0 for 2 to start the second half. 6-point Moline lead, Maroons with the ball. Billups, right corner. Harding squares, hits a three.
And we left him alone there. And
getting away from the Silver Streaks here with a 9-point lead now. Hodge, pressure in the backcourt, gets it over to Jalen, driving in right side. They're going to call a blocking foul. Nope, it's another charge, and guess who? Weimers draws a charge again as they passed it away to McCants cutting in from the right side. And that's the third of the game on Jalen. 12 Galesburg turnovers, four of them on charging fouls. And three of them picked up by Weimers.
He's been in excellent position. He anticipates that well. That's an understanding of the game. And again, those take points off the board.
Yep.
And they are just real killers in terms of a variety of things.
Meanwhile, Moline opening up the lead. Here's another three-pointer. This one missed by Harding. And now Weimers hooks Andrew Anderson coming down with his sixth rebound. And Weimers just picked up his second foul. So now fouls starting to mount for the Maroons. No one really in any individual foul trouble. But five team fouls on Moline with 3:52 to go here. Still in the third quarter. And keep in mind, that's one of the reasons the Streaks were able to come back against Rock Island on Tuesday.
There's going to be another one there.
And there's the sixth team foul as McCants dribbles up the far sideline with Weimers riding him on the hip. And now he's picked up three fouls, all in this third quarter, and six against the Maroons.
And we need to continue the attack mode here for, again, a variety of reasons. Them in foul trouble, we're best when we do that. Gives us the best chance of scoring as well in a game like this.
Here's Andrew on the outside. In comes a triple team, and they steal it away. Andrew trying to dribble too much again. 13 Streaks turnovers, and now Moline throws it away, trying to find Sam Monroe cutting up the far side into the corner. They overthrew him. And that's six Maroons turnovers. Here comes Jacob Carl back in. And Andrew's going to sit down and get a breather. Carl, McCants, Price back into the game for the Streaks along with Hodge and Dotson. Streaks need help. They get it into the backcourt. And McCants gets it away from Billups. Now he gets knocked down. And there's a push foul called on Tevion Frazier, his second. And the Streaks are going to shoot a 1-1 with 3:39 to go in the third quarter. They got to take advantage of this. 2 for 11 from the free throw line.
And Coach Taylor is telling them as well, a lot of unforced fouls that aren't a part of the ball game here that they're making and committing 80 feet from the basket.
And with Moline mounting the lead to 9 here, this is the last thing Sean Taylor wanted, is to give the Streaks a chance to put points on the board with the clock stopped, although they haven't taken advantage of it up to this point. McCants with a 1-1, eyes it, shoots it, and hits it. Thank you, Jalen.
Gut check time here at the foul line. We need to convert free throws. We're going to be shooting a lot of them here during the remainder of the game.
Sure looks that way, doesn't it? McCants, his first point of the night. He missed the front end of a 1-1 back in the second quarter. Eyes the second one, and that one's off. There was no knee bend there.
No knee bend, and that happens again with fatigue. And as a result also, we're not getting our long muscles into it. And again, a lot of shots are flat, so they're going off the back of the rim. Very little rim availability when you do that.
Moline with the ball up 8, 40-32, 3:20 to go third quarter. Monroe down to the right baseline to Ben Monroe. Now back to Sam on the wing. Kicks it up top to Brody Harding. Onto the left side, Tevion Frazier. Gets it back up to Brody Harding. Fakes, drives, tries to pass it away. Picked off by Carl. Loose ball, scramble for it. Knocked out of bounds. Rolls out at the Moline bench as Hodge got tripped up trying to go after it. And he was the last one to touch it. Maroons will keep it. McCants out. Anderson back in for the Streaks. Moline with the ball after nearly creating a turnover. They just couldn't get a handle on it. Sam Monroe on the inbound to the outside, McInnes. McInnes going 1-on-1 against
Eric. Needs to be careful here as
yep.
McInnes will go to the rim.
He's got three fouls. Passes it away. Now trying to work around the screen. Dotson picks him up. Feeds it left side. Frazier drives, leaves it off. Good pass underneath Monroe for the lay-in.
And we didn't get any defensive rotation here, there as we helped off and nobody came down on the backside to take away that dump pass.
First 10-point lead of the game for Moline. 42-32 Monroe with four in the game. 2:40 to go, third quarter. Dotson on the outside. Up top, Price. Fakes right, now drives left side. Pulls up high post, blocked by Monroe. Loose ball chased down by Weimers for the Moline Maroons. Eric tried to force that one up, and it wasn't there. Right corner, Ben Monroe, squared for three. Now gets it down low to Weimers. Tries to go around Hodge. Blocked, knocked out of bounds. Held ball called. And the alternating possession goes back to Galesburg. I was shielded. I really couldn't get a good look at that.
He went to shoot the ball, and again, it's one of those things where we got our hand on it, and Don Elman called it a held ball for a jump ball.
Price will bring it across midcourt after getting it back on the inbound from Carl. Works to the left side of the elbow. Now fakes right, down into the lane, trying to go to the basket. Took too many steps. Got knocked off balance. Moline doing a good job defending Galesburg on the drive, as anytime they attack the basket, Moline is pressuring them.
And Eric's trying to make something happen there and forcing a little bit. Jacob Carl's there talking to him about that at this point in time.
Five turnovers on the streaks in the third quarter, 14 for the game. Seven turnovers in the game for Moline. 10-point Maroon lead. McKinnis, spin move in the lane, goes around Hodge, gets it knocked down with a left hand and a foul, and he'll go to the line shooting two as they increase the lead to 12.
And it's getting to be a critical time right now.
Streaks have been outscored 14-4 in this third quarter after Moline got a three-pointer at the right before the halftime buzzer to get their lead of two at the half. Second foul of the game on Khalil Hodge. Fourth on the Silver Streaks, and McKinnis can't finish off the three-point play. Eric Price with a rebound. Price across midcourt, Hodge on the left wing. Now to Jacob Carl. Gets it back to Andrew. Dribbles right toward the top of the arc. Backs it up. Feeds it right side. Cornell open three. That's a flat three, and he missed everything. Air ball out of bounds.
Right now, we're trying to force things a little bit. We're trying to make things happen.
Tough here tonight.
And not let the game come to us. And we're struggling a little bit on the offensive end here. With 4 points here in the period.
44-32 Moline with the lead and the ball. Under a minute and a half to go, third quarter. Harding wide open at the free throw line, but he missed it off the back iron. Tipped up by Billets, and then he gets his own offensive rebound put back. That's his first basket of the game, believe it or not.
We've done a really fine job on him, and especially there earlier in the first half with our box and one.
He does have 10 rebounds, though, to lead the Maroons, who are up 14 now at 46-32. Fields gives off to Cornell, feeds it left side. Andrew Anderson, left wing, wide open, and he airballs a three. A lot of those tonight among a number of Silver Streaks. Tavion Frazier drives, shoots inside the free throw line, and scores after getting the rebound at the other end.
Not to make excuses, but I'm going to look at our ball club right now. We are just out of gas.
Left side, here's Cornell Dotson driving in, and a block. And the rebound goes out of bounds in front of the Galesburg bench. Cornell drives in from the left side, got blocked by Weimers, and the rejection goes out of bounds back to the Silver Streaks. Looked like it was wide open for him to take it in from the left side, but Weimers closed the gap quickly.
And Weimers has done a fine job out here on the defensive end tonight.
Inbounds to Khalil Hodge, who's been shut down here in the second half after he scored 14. He's going to launch a long three, and it's off the mark. Rebound McKinnis for Moline. Hodge 0 for 3 after going 5 for 5 in the first half. Down low, Weimers traveled with it. Eighth turnover on Moline. Otherwise, they were going to go up 18 there.
Like to see us get a hoop here, and a three-pointer would be better yet. Try to keep within striking distance here. We'll have to have a big-time finish, but it gives us an opportunity.
Down to 20 seconds to go in the third quarter, Moline by 16. Remember, the Streaks were down 15 at the end of the third quarter when they came back at Rock Island Tuesday. They got a Jalen McCants three-pointer at the end of the third quarter to spark the rally there. On the left side, Carl, skip pass right side. Hodge in the corner, hits!
Let's hope it can be again.
That's the end of the third quarter. Repeat here at Moline from what we saw Tuesday. We'll find out when the fourth quarter begins from Morton Fieldhouse. Coming back, 48-35 Moline. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Introducing McDonald's new $1-$3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3, like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and...
A weekend getaway with the husband and kids?
No. But the $1-$3 menu could help you save for one.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With grandma, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money, too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street. And let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Now we're learning what we instinctively know, that the left corrupts everything that it touches.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
Fourth quarter at Wharton Fieldhouse, Silver Streaks trailing by 13 as we begin the final period. Moline with the ball, Harding, right side Billups, left side McInnes, Frazier. Andrew Weimers into the game as well. Into the right corner, Billups, wide open three. Line drive, missed it. Rebound, two Silver Streaks there. Anderson saves it and gets it out to Cornell Dotson, and a foul call on Deontay Billups going for the loose ball rebound. And that's going to put Cornell at the line, the Streaks' best free throw shooter on the season at 80.4%. Can he get things turned around? He's 0 for 1 in this game, shooting a 1-1 here on the third Deontay Billups foul. Coming off the big miss by Billups in the corner. That was huge. After the Streaks got that three at the other end. Remember, free throws, part of the reason the Streaks came back. And nope, another miss.
And so, again, fatigue affects free throws a lot because you have to have your legs in it. And when your legs are tired, it's very difficult to shoot free throws accurately.
Galesburg 1-5 in the third quarter, 1-5 for the half, 3-14 from the free throw line in this game. Just missing a big opportunity to get free points there with the clock stopped, trailing by a Baker's dozen. Moline running some clock here with some patience in this half-court set. And we're down to 7 minutes to go, a minute off the clock here in this fourth and final period from Moline. Maroons trying to end the conference season at 7-3. They'll be off next Friday night, at least in the conference. And continuing to run some clock here. Streak settling back into zone. Clark Hawkins into the game and in the middle along the baseline. Weimers trying to drive around him. Leaves it off to McInnes. Blocked from the backside by Anderson. Loose ball picked up and up and in by Weimers, and he gets fouled. Streaks did everything right there, but they still couldn't get the loose ball. It's 50-35 Moline, and a chance at a three-point play on the first foul of the game on Clark Hawkins. And Weimers to the free throw line. He's got 11 in the game now, and he finishes off the three-point play. 51-35, Moline by 16.
Again, lots of loose balls, all those things that indicate that, you know, we're struggling in terms of energy, and I know that that sounds like an excuse, but it's a fact of the matter in terms of what I see.
Cornell with a step back, missed it from the top of the arc. Looked like Billups shoved Andrew Anderson going for the rebound. Nick Fields got to it first, and then he dribbles and gets fouled. Called against Jeff McInnes, his third. And Fields will go to the line shooting the final 1-1, ninth team foul on Moline. Fields 1-for-4 from the line tonight. He came in at 71%, and he makes the first one. 51-36, Silver Streaks trailing here in the fourth quarter, early fourth quarter. 6:20 to go. Fields missed the second one. Rebound Tevion Frazier. He's got 8 boards for Moline, 10 for Billups. Into the left corner, Frazier on the wing.
They're going to be very deliberate here, try to take the air out of the ball, run clock.
5 team fouls on the Silver Streaks, so they can take a little bit of a chance as we wind under 6 minutes to go in the game. Frazier drives through the hands of Weimers. He gets it back, though. Now the ball deflected by Anderson out of bounds. And Moline will keep it.
And the Streaks are going to have to take some chances defensively here in terms of trying to cut into this lead here and give themselves a chance.
On the inbound, McInnes, 5:50 to go in the game at the free throw line. Weimers skips it right side into the corner. Billups trying to get Andrew to bite on the head and shoulder fake. He passes it back out instead. Harding, entry pass to Weimers at the free throw line, lobs it over to McInnes. Now Anderson, another hand on it, knocks it out of bounds. Moline will inbound again right in front of the Maroons bench. Harding will pull the trigger, throws it into the backcourt to McInnes. That'll allow him to run some more time here unless the Streaks can force it to stop somehow. McInnes drives, leaves it off. Good find to Weimers. He misses the shot. Fouled again by Hawkins, and he'll shoot two here.
They've been very effective of getting to the rim and then being able to make that dump-off pass as the help comes over, and we haven't recovered on that weak side to cover up that dump pass.
Correct myself. Foul actually called on Khalil Hodge that time, his third. 16 fouls on the Streaks. Nevertheless, a shooting foul, two for Weimers. Rattles the first one through. Four in the quarter, six for the half, 13 for the game for Drew Weimers. 52-36, Moline by 16. Second one, in and out. Rebound, Andrew Anderson. Andrew's got seven rebounds to lead the Silver Streaks. Jacob Carl led rebounding at the half. He has no rebounds here in the second half. Hodge, right corner three, hits again. Well, regardless of what may happen here the rest of the way as the Streaks call timeout, trailing by 13, if the game ended right now, Khalil Hodge is a clear-cut Dave's Autobody crunch time player of the game. Six and a half, 20 for the game. And for Khalil, that is his career high.
And he's done, in the bigger picture.
He's 6 for 8 from three-point range.
In terms of him getting hot, get his touch back and his confidence back, that bodes well as adding that weapon that we sorely need again as we move into the postseason.
Again, we found out yesterday the Silver Streaks do the number 2 seed in the LaSalle Peru Regional. Rock Falls with 21 wins, got the top seed. They'll be in the Stillman Valley subsectional. Galesburg will be at Dunlap. As we anticipated and hoped they would be, they'll open the postseason Tuesday, February 27th. Geneseo and IVC will play against each other on Monday night, and then the Silver Streaks will get the winner of that game on Tuesday. That's a week from Tuesday coming up. Two more regular season games to play against Geneseo tomorrow, so that regional opener could be a rematch against the Maple Leafs. Streaks put on the full court press coming out of the 30-second timeout. They go long to Weimers, drives, and a blocking foul called as he really leaned into Tylan Parks trying to get back defensively, and Weimers really kind of ran right over Tylan, but the defensive foul called, and Weimers is slow to get up, and hopefully he's all right.
Yeah, he looks like he's fine. Tylan tried to beat him to the spot and just didn't get the benefit of the call there.
And he really kind of lowered the shoulder and the head to get down in there. But Weimers is going to get two free throws here. First foul of the game on Tylan Parks as Moline burned Galesburg going on the home run pass. Parks got back defensively, but too late in the official's eyes. And Weimers will shoot two here. 4 for 5 from the free throw line in the second half. Eyes the first one and hits. 53-39, Moline by 14.
And Weimers has had an outstanding ball game here tonight on both ends of the floor. Very aggressive, made lots of things happen, and a very intelligent player.
Second one up and rolls off. Rebound tipped off over the back of Jalen McCants, out of bounds by Billups. Streaks will get it back. All right, so one out of two on the free throw line with the clock stopped there. 5:15 to play. Streaks looking for some points here quickly, looking for a good shot, trailing by 14.
Still a lot of time to go in the ball game.
Trying to creep back into this game here. Fields across midcourt with a left-hand dribble. Up top, Hodge. That's who they want to find, and we're going to have a foul away from the ball. They call Billups on that one. Yep. As he went man-to-man defensively against Andrew Anderson, and that's the fourth foul of the game on Deontay Billups, their leading rebounder. Only 4 points tonight. That's not a typical Deontay Billups offensive game. The official explaining to him what the reason was clearly a foul.
He literally tried to run through Andrew on the screen.
So Andrew shoots two free throws here. He's 1 for 2 from the line, 7 points tonight. And the Silver Streaks, woeful at the free throw line, 2 for 6 in the half, 4 for 15 from the game, and that one barely draws the front of the iron.
And it just continues.
Like an epidemic. 2 for 8 in the second half, 4 for 17, so I missed one. Trailing by 14, so Moline got 1 out of 2 on this end. Streaks well short again on the second one. Just bad. I mean, you can't.
It's no other way of saying it. Yeah.
Defies explanation. Moline obviously with a rebound, and Brody Harding with a drive from all the way up top. Nobody came over. There's the difference. Nobody came over to even try to draw the charge there. And he took it all the way to the basket. 5 and a half, 11 for the game for Brody Harding. Moline by 16 with 4:40 to go in the game. Anderson under the right side. And an illegal screen set by Tylan Parks as they tried to get the pass to Cornell Dotson. That's the first turnover in the fourth quarter against the Silver Streaks, 15 for the game. Second foul on Tylan Parks, but an offensive foul, and or a foul on the offensive half court, so Moline does not shoot free throws. 4:37 to play. 55-39 Maroons as they go for the season sweep over Galesburg and look for their 20th win here on senior night at Wharton Fieldhouse. Hasn't been a lot of energy in the Moline crowd either. They haven't had, like, you know, really any big runs. It's just been a kind of a slow, methodical game.
Just applauding kind of game.
Yep.
They've just extended their lead little by little.
But they've been very efficient in kind of dismantling the Silver Streaks here in the second half. Here's McInnes from the outside. It's a three just off the elbow. For McInnes, that's his first points of the fourth quarter. 13 for the game. 58-39, biggest lead for Moline. Anderson drives, draws a defensive foul on Tevion Frazier trying to draw a foul in the lane. And the roar you hear is from the, if you can hear that coming through our headsets, is from the Moline student section to our right behind the backboard as they have been chanting for the entire fourth quarter for at least one player to get into the game, somebody who I'm sure doesn't get a whole lot of playing time. And the roar comes as some of the seniors are coming back in. Ben Monroe comes back in, John Moore in, Frazier, Billups, and McInnes sit down. And Grant Dete back into the game for Moline as well. Anderson missed them both again, and the rebound tipped out by Tylan Parks.
It's a broken record right now at the free throw line.
Halfway through the fourth quarter, 1 for 7 are the streaks from the free throw line in this quarter, 2 for 11 and a half, 4 for 20 on the game. And the streaks are actually going to get it back. I looked for all the world like Tylan Parks knocked it out.
Looked like it. The officials reversed their call.
On the inbound, now Andrew airballs a jumper from inside the arc on the right side, knocked out by Moline again. I mean, the Silver Streaks offensively have just been out of sync all night long. I've lost track how many air balls we've had from various places on the
floor. We've really struggled with any kind of rhythm. It's been very choppy in terms of the offensive execution tonight.
Khalil with a long three, nothing moving in the half court, and that one's off the rim. Long rebound out to Brody Harding, his first rebound of the game. 19-point Moline lead. Streaks force a turnover. Fields leaves it off for Khalil, driving in from the left side and gets the layup up and in. He adds to his career high with 22 now, 58-41. At this point, the Moline lead is bigger than the victory they had down at John Thiel Gym in January. That game was clearly a blowout from the get-go. This game is far more of a feel of a lost opportunity for the Silver Streaks.
Really, and especially in the first half when we had opportunities to really do some things and we shot ourselves in the foot.
Brody Harding makes it a 20-point lead with a three-pointer, 61-41. With 3:15 to go in the game. Fields across midcourt, down the lane with a jump stop up and in.
And a nice move there by Nick Fields. Jump stop, little left hand, and finish at the basket.
His first basket of the game, he's got four. As we approach 3 minutes to go, 61-43 Moline.
Streaks trying to trap.
Skip pass into the left court. 18-foot jumper wedges behind the rim and the backboard, and the jumper by Grant Dete. And jump ball. Isn't that a jump ball? Doesn't Moline get it back?
Jump ball.
Possession arrows favoring the Maroons. Streaks are going to inbound.
And it's got the possession arrow at least up on the scoreboard toward us.
So you're right. I'm sorry.
So we did get the ball back
okay.
on that.
For some reason, I was thinking they were listed on the
Brad,
right.
Brad, it's a
us.
Long night here.
Jacob Young with a missed three-pointer from the right wing and a foul over the back. Silver Streaks trying to create something loose. That will be the second foul on what?
Going to be
they
a foul
that on Ben
on
Monroe.
Monroe.
For Moline. I thought he had position. And, okay, Tylan Parks is going to shoot two free throws here. Third foul of the game on Ben Monroe. Tylan to the free throw line. First one up and off the back iron.
Again, everybody's been very, very flat tonight with their foul shooting. And I mean flat trajectory.
Yep. At least Tylan's got new good knee bend, but he misses them both. Rebound deflected around, and Jacob Young gets it back. Fields drives in from the left side. Contact there, no foul called this time. John Moore with a rebound after the miss. down the lane, and a foul here as they get it down low to Nolan Griffin. Streaks did not get back defensively, and Moline attacked the basket. It's going to get two free throws. That's the third foul of the game on Tylan Parks. Kobe Ramirez, Eric Davidson will check in for the Silver Streaks, 2:34
to go. Justin Endoff's down there in front of the scorers table as well.
Five Moline players will check in
as
the first free throw by Nolan Griffin is off the front of the rim. And just a mass of players coming on and off the court. Fields out, McCants, Parks out for the Silver Streaks. As Steve said, Endoff in along with Ramirez and Davidson. And a line change for Moline as well. Trey Hurt, a 5'10 sophomore. Second one by Griffin off the back iron. Rebound deflected around. Clark Hawkins gets it for the Silver Streaks. 18-point Moline lead, under 2.5 minutes to go, and a drive by Hawkins and another foul on Moline. Clark will shoot two free throws. He's 3 for 6 on the season. Maybe he can get things turned around. Maybe. Maybe. Someone. Anyone, please. 1 for 9 in the fourth quarter for the Streaks. 2 for 13 for the half. First one by Clark. Good. Hey, how about that? Make another one, Clark. Get this team free throw shooting percentage back up. 61-44. 2:27 to go. Second one up and in.
First time we've made two foul shots all evening, isn't it?
Yep. 61-45. I said it earlier. I'll say it again. It defies explanation. I mean, fatigue to some extent, but doesn't even explain it, how it being this bad tonight. Drive in from the right side. Hurt gets blocked by Davidson. Loose ball picked up off the floor by Lanfear. Turnaround put back. That won't go. Rebound cupped by Mason Mentz under the basket. And he gets fouled, and he'll shoot. Two free throws, or is that just the ninth on the Silver Streaks? That is the tenth. Second on Hawkins. Mentz will shoot two free throws. ...61-45, 2:02 to go in the game. Moline looking for its 20th win of the season as the free throw shooting now starting to affect Moline as they've missed three in a row. Just a matter of what the final score is going to be at this point as he missed the second one and getting in there for the rebound put back is Ethan Lepoknanek on the offensive rebound. Streaks did not box out. 18-point Moline lead. Here's a quick three right corner by Endoff. Won't go. Trey Hurt with the rebound. Now the Streaks with a steal. And they get it down to low to Kobe Ramirez with the lay-in. 10th turnover on Moline. And the first basket of the game for Kobe Ramirez. 63-47. Streaks go for a trap. Get the pass away to Mentz. On the left side. Into the corner it goes to Grant Dete, who knocks down a three.
And a fan favorite here.
Yep. He's who they were calling to get into the game, and now he delights the student section with a three-pointer. 19-point Moline lead. Young into the left corner, Kobe. Ramirez with a couple of dribbles, leaves it off for Hawkins. Down low it goes, backing his way in, Eric Davidson. Gets blocked by Mentz. That'll be a foul, and Eric Davidson will shoot two free throws. Eric on the season just 1 for 3 at the line.
And Eric attacked the basket there with authority. Picked up the foul and continues to stay aggressive when he comes into a ball game. He comes in and he really works hard.
Misses the first free throw. I feel like I almost don't even have to say it.
Talon Parks back into the ball game for Clark Hawkins. Yeah, it's not been a free throw clinic here tonight by the Streaks.
Second one, good. First point of the game for Eric. 66-48. Down to the final minute. And a long pass overthrown Lepoknanek on the baseline. Trying to get him a quick basket. Moline just having some fun now on senior night. As we wind under a minute to go, Parks into the front court with Ramirez and off, Davidson and Young. Tylan trying to dribble down the right side, lost a handle on it, picks it up in the lane, turnaround jumper. Knocked out of bounds. I think. Streaks,
yes,
should hang on to it. Yeah, there we go.
Shot was blocked out of bounds, and the Streaks will have the ball underneath their own basket.
Inbounds into the left corner. Endoff misses from the wing. Rebound slapped out of bounds by Parks. And this will go back to Moline.
Under a minute.
Well, you really hope the Streaks get their legs back because tomorrow night's a very winnable game. But Geneseo also has a sophomore in Isaiah Rivera, who is already getting a lot of Division I looks. And he's not a guy you want to have soft legs against tomorrow. As the Streaks get a steal, Parks with the layup at the other end, and Eric Davidson actually knocks the ball off the rim. Could have been a basket, but the ball hung up there, and then Eric got in there and knocked it off. Tylen's still going to get two free throws here.
And that would be declared a basket interference there by us, offensive basket interference there by us. So to negate the layup by Tylen, but he knocks down the first free throw.
How about that? Tylen's probably thinking, man, I could have had a three-point play out of that, Eric. I'm not real sure if the ball would have dropped down or not. It just was, looked like its momentum was coming off the rim. Now Eric Davidson with a rebound gets tied up by Mintz, and Moline will get it back on the alternating possession. I don't know if I can add up the number of missed free throws in this game. I'm an English teacher, not a math teacher.
You're going to have to call on your considerate skills here to do that, I think. It's not been good tonight from the foul line.
It's not the entire reason that the Streaks are going to lose this game, but it's definitely a part of the story as Kobe Ramirez drives in from the right side and gets fouled.
Especially there at critical times when we had chances to extend a lead. We couldn't get those free throws to go down, and we worked so hard to get to the foul line.
Trayton Lanpierre for the foul for Moline. Puts Kobe at the free throw line. Ramirez is not the best candidate to try to get our free throw percentage up. And, of course, he makes the first
Kobe one. Works at it hard. He works at it awfully hard. What a fine athlete he is. And he sticks his nose in there every time that he gets out on the floor and gets an opportunity to play.
2 for 8 at the free throw line this season. He does miss the second one. There's Tylen getting in there for the rebound. Drives to the basket from the right side. That one's too strong. Gets a rebound on the weak side. Puts it back up, and he gets fouled with 5.6 seconds left.
Continue to work hard there. Talent Parks is just like Kobe. They get into the ball game. When they get into the ball game, they compete their tail off and ask no quarter, give no quarter, and sell out there.
First free throw, good. Under 6 seconds to go. 66-51. And the second one by Tylen. Rattles around and drops through. How about that? 66-52. 5.6 seconds to go. Inbound it goes to Trey Hurt across midcourt. A heave three by Dete. Way too high. And that's the end of the ball game. Moline goes to 20-8. They finish the Western Big Six Conference at 7-3. Galesburg drops to 20-9. They're 5-4 in the Western Big Six. They'll play at Geneseo tomorrow. 66-52 the final. Stay tuned for the postgame when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull. And now in Galesburg, too. By Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. And by MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Stick it to me.
Go to one of our participating sponsors and pick up the gray WGIL button and stick it to you. If our button spotter sees you wearing it, you could win cash.
Just like Mary Ostrander of Galesburg, who won $100, Paul Amonzo of Galesburg, who won $50, and Chuck Hook of Galesburg, who won $40.
Pick up your free WGIL button today at F&M Bank on East Main Street and also on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and at Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Learn more at WGIL.com.
If your bathroom
makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with a mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, and by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
Rah, rah, sis, boomba. Local fans, stock up on your favorite team gear now during the winter clearance sale at MC Sport and More. T-shirts, hoodies, and polos galore with gear for Galesburg, Knox, Monmouth, Knoxville, A-Town, Rova, and more. Prices reduced up to 50% off. MC Sport and More on South Main and Monmouth and now on East Main and Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by the Frameworks at 33 South Cherry, where souvenirs and keepsakes are matted and framed in-house from start to finish. Frame today, enjoy for a lifetime. Increasingly cloudy tonight, a low of 14. Cloudy skies for tomorrow with a chance of rain in the afternoon, a high of 39. And partly cloudy skies for tomorrow night, a low of 24. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 16 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
66-52, the final here from Wharton Fieldhouse as Moline defeats the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Galesburg drops to 20-9, 5-4 in the conference. Moline finishes the Western Big Six 7-3, and they go to 20-8 overall. All right, Steve. Well, let's be realistic here. Coming into this week, three games in the Western Big Six in 5 days. Two of them on the road. One of them at Rock Island. Win two out of three. Think big picture. We're pretty happy with that. But the reality of the night, not so much, because. And I guess the point now is don't let this derail what could
absolutely
be a very successful rest of the season.
Absolutely, and that's the message in the locker room. Don't let this derail things. This is a little bit of obviously an anomaly. I mean, you're playing three games in 5 days, three conference games, intense games. And in my mind, we were right there in the ball game through the first half. We let a lot of opportunities get away from us, from missing free throws to unforced turnovers, not finishing a little bit here and there. And then I just think we completely ran out of gas in the second half. We were a step behind. Our foul shooting was short. We didn't get to any loose balls. I think we just ran out of energy. And again, you know, I've never seen anything where we've had to play three conference games in 5 days. So that doesn't surprise me. That's my observation of the thing. Not to make any excuses. Now my hat's off again to Moline. They're such a well-coached ball club and execute so well that they took advantage of that. Scored, got to the rim, made plays. So, and again, as you mentioned here, and I think the message is here, you know, this doesn't derail us in any way. It doesn't change anything. We've been playing good basketball. Go home and get a good night's rest. Let's get back on the horse tomorrow. Let's get ourselves ready to go. And again, we're playing a ball club that we potentially could play in the first round of the regional. So we need to, you know, send a message, show who we are and the kind of ball club that we are going to be when we potentially match up with you here in another week plus.
And I'm guessing the coaching staff doesn't belabor the free throw shooting. I mean, the last thing you want is for these guys all of a sudden to develop a mental complex about shooting free throws. You just chalk it up to, you know, just a
bad night.
It's
like 3-foot putts. I mean,
yeah, right.
Once you start thinking about that stuff and it gets in your head, so you just, you know, you take a look at the situation here tonight and move on from it and, you know, don't let it derail you. Keep the big picture in mind.
Coach Mike Reynolds joins us now. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Let's find out what the coach has to say. Yeah. Steve, start us off.
Coach, I thought we didn't play very well in the first half, but we were within striking distance. We let a lot of opportunities get away. We made some unforced turnovers and then come out in the second half. I'm not one, and I know you're not one to make excuses, but it looked like we just ran flat out of gas.
Well, I mean, you missed 22 free throws and 10 or 15 layups. Yeah, it's not good. But, you know, I mean, we could sit here and make excuses. You know, but I think this week we've had 1,000 positives and about 20 negatives, and we've got to continue to focus on the positive. This was a big game. You know, every time you roll on a Friday night, it's a big game. But, you know, tomorrow's a big game too. You know, tomorrow's a big game, and next Friday's a big game, and then we get into the real big game. So we just got to refocus ourselves. We knew this was going to be a tough week. You know, it was our goal as coaches to make sure this week didn't beat us down. And you know, and we looked a little dejected there in the fourth quarter. But I think overall, you know, our guys got a positive outlook, and we've just got to push forward and know that we've got a lot more important games to play as the season goes on.
And that's one of the things Steve and I were just talking about here in the post game. As coaches, that's probably why you really don't belabor anything here tonight in terms of like free throw shooting or those missed layups or anything like that, right? You're not going to make a big deal out of those, are you, at this point?
Well, we don't. You know, throw full pop cans at him or anything for missing free throws. So, no, you know, we don't even really talk about it. They, you know, today we had 38 out of 40. We were shooting some free throws during my lunch break, and 37 out of 40, 36 out of 40. So it's not like we can't make them. We've made them down the stretch lots this year. And
we did Tuesday night.
We made them Tuesday night. And, no, I'm not concerned with that at all.
I don't have a whole lot to say. I know that you're tired. I'm tired. And again, I think that we got a big game tomorrow night. We come
back tomorrow
night.
You still look good, Cheese, though. You're still looking good.
No, I mean, it's just one of those that this is uncharted territory. I think he's hit it right on the head. It's the bigger picture. You know, there's things we learned here tonight. We've done a lot of good things. We take that in tomorrow night, send a message, and then get ready to go from there next Friday.
How do you approach tomorrow night now? I mean, looking at this as the fourth game in 6 days, I don't care what happens tonight. It's the fourth game in 6 days. How do you approach that in terms of, you know, dealing
Brad, you know
with
me
this?
For 10 years, we're going to go crazy over there and see what energy we got, and hopefully it's enough to beat them. I know they got a really good player and some other role players that are really stepping up here, you know, from watching tape of their game Tuesday, and I'll see the game tonight on tape. But they've played extremely well here lately once Rivera's gotten back and from his mono. So we've got to be ready to play, and we're not going to deviate from our game plan. We think we've got a lot of guys that can play, so if somebody's – looks like they're tired or dragging, we'll throw them right in.
And one of the things I thought that we got going in the second half, I mean, we're still attacking the basket.
Yeah.
And I know that's what you're looking for from the team. Our shots didn't go down tonight. How effective can we be attacking the basket against them tomorrow night?
Well, I hope real effective. You know, I mean, the one thing about it is we lost the game in the end of the third quarter. You know, with those, we had three possessions in a row. We threw up three air balls. They ran right down in that. You know, I think they got 8 points on that run, and we could never recover. You know, we couldn't get it close enough, and you know, maybe with some free throw shooting there in the fourth, maybe we'd have had a shot, but you know, I don't anticipate they were going to miss us quite as many as Rock Island.
All right, Coach.
Let's go get them tomorrow night. Let's finish off a long week and get a W.
All right, thanks.
We appreciate your time as always. Final score here from Moline. Galesburg falls to the host Maroons, 66-52. We'll take a break when we come back, give you our final statistics, and our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, too. That's probably a big secret here tonight. Galesburg Falls, post-game coverage continues next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Some things in life are complicated, like quantum physics and women's purses. But some things are simple, like tires. If you could buy 3 tires and get one for $1 or pay full price for 4 tires, which would you do? Seems pretty simple, right? Buy 3, get one for $1. Don't overcomplicate it. Just come see me, Jamie Munt, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota. We'll give you 4 beautiful tires for the price of 3 plus $1. We'll also give you free alignment checks, free tire repair, and free diagnostics on any make or model. When people tell you to simplify your life, this is what they're talking about.
Check them out on Facebook and at GalesburgToyota.com.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
My furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Final score from Wharton Field now, 66-52. Moline wins it. Let's give you our final numbers, brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Steve, team numbers starting off,
you know,
first
before
of all.
I do that, yeah. You know, I don't want to dismiss our post-game show with Mike, I just think, and I think he feels the same, it's that big picture. You know, every time you go to tee it up, you are competing like cats and dogs, and he competes at a game of checkers like it's the end of the world. So that's part, but again, seeing this big picture with how this game unfolded, again, learn from it, put it behind us, bigger fish to fry here in the future, and I think that's the big message.
Starting tomorrow night,
and a big game in terms of the kind of message and what's at stake there as we go toward the postseason.
All right, team numbers.
Team numbers. We were 16 out of 44 for 36%. And 8 out of 25 for 32% from the three-point line and beyond. They were 22 out of 45, 48%. Yes, 48%, and they were 9 out of 20 for 45% three-point line-wise. They shot the ball very good, very well, and they shot the ball better as the game went on. They out-rebounded us with a big second half. Again, they were able to really get to the glass hard in the second half. Out-rebounded us 39 to 34, and in that second half, 16 rebounds for us, and they had 23 rebounds, so they out-rebounded us big in the second half. Turnover-wise, we had 15, they had 13, so a wash there. But again, our turnovers were unforced turnovers that led to baskets, and again, our missed shots, as Coach said, we threw up some shots that were some bad misses that allowed them to get runouts and score at the other end.
And many of their turnovers came late when the game
was pretty much over.
Free throw shooting. Moline finished 13 of 23. Galesburg, 11 of 32 for the game, including 8 of 19 in the fourth quarter.
Fans, you heard that right, 11 out of 32. That's not anything to write home about.
But 9 three-pointers, you know, if the Silver Streaks can make 9 three-pointers in a game, I'm going to like our chances most nights.
Yeah, and we got Khalil going here tonight, and I hope that bodes well for the postseason.
No surprise that he's our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. A career high tonight for Khalil, 22. He had 4 for 4 three-point shooting in the first half, 14 overall in the first half, and 8 in the second half, including 2 out of 5 from three-point range. So overall, Khalil, 6 of 9 from three-point range in the game, a career high 22. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. He was the only Silver Streak in double figures. Cornell Dotson finished with 7. So did Andrew Anderson. Tylan Parks, Kobe Ramirez each had 3. Nick Fields had 4. Clark Hawkins, Jacob Carl each had 2. 1 for Eric Davidson and Jalen McCants, and no one else scored for the Silver Streaks. Moline, meanwhile, put 3 players in double figures. Brody Harding, believe it or not, led the way with 17. That was a really quiet 17. He knocked down 5 out of 7 from three-point range.
And when he spots up and finds it and gets in a groove, he is a really fine shooter.
Drew Weimers had 14, Jeff McInnes 13. Nolan Griffin started the game, finished with 6. Ben Monroe and Deontay Billups each had 4. Grant Detai each had 3. Ethan Lepakninek and Tevian Frazier with 2. John Moore had 1, and no one else for Moline scored. 66-52 the final. Streak sophomores lost 48-43. We'll be back to wrap things up from Wharton Fieldhouse when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's one of those things you have to try on.
I told you, I'm never going swimsuit shopping with you again.
I'm talking about sunglasses.
Go on.
Designer sunglasses.
Even better. I never leave the house without my shades. Mostly because I never have time to do my eye makeup.
Well, that's good, because you really do need to protect your eyes from the sun. And Kehoe Eye Care carries all the best brands. Coach, Vera Bradley, Ray-Ban, Oakley, and Maui Jim.
Can you get them with prescription lenses?
Is coffee the most important food group?
So why are we still talking? Let's go try on.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
66-52, the final from Wharton Fieldhouse. I don't know. I guess final thoughts, Steve, probably just goes back to just what we said. Don't let this game derail what still lies ahead for this team. That's probably the final my kind
Absolutely.
Of final main point, is
and
it not?
And keeping in mind that this is just a strange ball game with all the circumstances around it. Yeah, I mean, so don't make too much of the negative part of it and really take a look at all the positives that have come out of this week so far and that we're moving the arrow in the right direction going forward.
Quincy beat United Township 56-41, so the Blue Devils are the outright Western Big Six Conference champs. Rock Island defeats Alleman 68-53. The Pioneers finish the Western Big Six 1-9. So, again, we're at Geneseo tomorrow night. We'll have the pregame at 6:40 if everything's running on time. 7 o'clock, the scheduled tip-off from Geneseo. Steve, we'll look forward to seeing you then.
Absolutely.
And our thanks to Cody McIntyre, our broadcast engineer. Thanks to you, folks, for being with us here tonight. Just sorry it couldn't have come out a little bit better on the Silver Streaks end as they fall 66-52. They'll go for win number 21 tomorrow night. For Cody McIntyre downtown, for Steve Cheeseman to my left, I'm Brad Binowitz. Have a good rest of your evening. We'll be back with you from Geneseo tomorrow night. Good night from Moline.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.